Having a deeper understanding of our divine worth and our greater purpose makes life more fun. It makes life better, you know? And how does it do that? It makes decision-making easier. It makes alignment easier, right? Alignment with your desire and your values makes that effortless. If you're talking about business, it makes niching become very clear. We are able to get the direction that so many of us crave, and it leaves the world a better place.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Society Gal podcast. We are here with Taylor Schuler today, and we're so excited to hear all about your story on how you got to really just digging into the knowledge of astrology and to hear your story and also your expertise around that, and just get people who've never heard about it or don't really have knowledge about it, or even people who do, to get more insight on how you use that in your business and life. So let's just get started and hear about how you got here today.
Thank you so much for having me, first of all. So in terms of my story, I checked all the boxes. I went to school, I got my degree, I got a bachelor's, I got a master's degree. I did my best to go out and get a job. I graduated into the recession. I'm a millennial. It was tough out there. And then I had to go back and get basically a vocational certificate to become a paralegal because the job market was so tough. I was a paralegal for about 4 years. And I was just like, this is not lighting me on fire. I'm drained. I wasn't feeling great. I was unhappy with what I was doing. I didn't like the paper pushing and just the feel of what I was doing every day. And I went back to school. I did get that master's degree in cross-cultural and sustainable business management. And around that time, I also had a very long-term relationship end. And I was going through this dark night of the soul kind of period, which in astrology, many people know is the Saturn return. It doesn't have to be a dark night for everyone. For me, it was tough because I wasn't living my path. And so things started falling away that really weren't meant for me, that I thought would make me happy and weren't making me happy. And I decided to think about what would make me happy. I had no job. I had no money. I had no car. I had nothing. And even going to the grocery store to just buy some herbs to make food taste good was so expensive. And so I thought, I really want to grow my own food. I want to have a homestead. I just want a tiny house. I don't even want a big house. So that's what I did. I went and I learned how to farm. I started a little farm. I got a day job. I started in human resources in talent acquisition. I worked my way up very quickly. I became the youngest or one of the youngest HR directors at Cornell University. I moved into Big Four consulting. And along the way, there was a coworker who asked me if I'd ever heard of this what called the secret language name. And I went and I checked it out, reminded me of a book I read when I was 7 or 10 years old, walking around Costco, the birthday book. And they put it on a website. And it was basically this guy who went over 40,000 people's biographies and organized them by month and day of their birth and then week, and came up with these very similar things that would happen in their life. And, you know, then put out a profile on these people or on your birthday. And I'm like, this is really similar to astrology, but they're not talking about signs or anything like that. It was just based on your birthday. And the same friend, coworker of mine then was like, have you heard of Chani Nicholas? She's an astrologer. And I just got into it. I mean, I just dove into astrology. I was looking for meaning. I was trying to find out who I was. I was like, you know, I tried being a paralegal. I was doing this business thing. I was doing HR. I even tried going to school for becoming a doctor. I was in a post-bac pre-med program. It was like nothing was there that was working for me. I found astrology, and all of a sudden, all of these archetypes and zodiac signs and the planets, it started making sense in new ways. It was difficult for me to learn when I was young. I didn't get it. And it just started making sense. I mean, it clicked. It was like a remembering. And it gave me so much meaning in my life, why I had done all the things I had done, why they weren't making me happy anymore. and why I went through this really difficult period. Then during the pandemic, things accelerated there because everyone was now looking for meaning. And I had a ton more time to listen to podcasts and learn astrology. And very quickly, I was getting invitations to work with companies like the Astrology Hub. I won an award for professional astrology as one of the most promising astrologers. It's getting all these invitations to speak. And that's the story.
It's amazing. I love to hear your story. I mean, how beautiful it is to come from. I think a lot of us, I mean, a lot of people our age definitely felt that push for, I mean, this is where you're supposed to go. You go to school, you go to your career. That is what's going to make you happy in life. And to a lot of us, that's not really what makes us happy with all these opportunities out in the world now compared to when our parents grew up, right? So I love to hear your story of how, you know, you just kept going where I succeeded here, right? You excelled a lot in schooling and your job, right? But you're like, what is going to be right for me? And I love to see that in your story, not just what am I successful at, but what is, you know, what is my calling? What is right for me? What's going to give me greater meaning in my life? And so how does having a deeper understanding of our divine worth and greater purpose in life, like you were looking for, impact our personal life, but also our business success? Because we're talking to a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners as well. So how does that really impact our life and business?
Having a deeper understanding of our divine worth and our greater purpose makes life more fun. It makes life better, you know? And how does it do that? It makes decision-making easier. It makes alignment easier, right? Alignment with your desire and your values makes that effortless. If you're talking about business, it makes niching become very clear. We are able to get the direction that so many of us crave, the structure and the direction. And it leaves the world a better place. If you're living your purpose, if you're doing what you're here to do, you're doing your work in the world, which could just be it. It doesn't have to be this whole big, you don't have to build a factory and like change the world and terraform. And I mean, no, like for some people, it's just simply existing. And I think it makes it so that when you get to the end of your life, this is a question I asked myself. I was like, okay, I kind of went into this daydream meditative state and I was finding myself being about like 83, 84 years old, talking to this like 7-year-old girl. And I was realizing, I think this is me talking to my inner child, but she was like, you know, Granny, tell me a story. And in that moment, I realized, what story am I going to tell her? And I want to tell her, I don't know if I can say this on the podcast, but I want to tell her a badass story.
Yeah.
Right? I want to tell her, like, I have done some really cool stuff. And, you know, that doesn't mean that I invented the iPhone. It just means that in my life, I chose bravely. I chose courageously. I chose the thing that's aligned with who I am. And I didn't shy away from it. I didn't shirk away from it. I faced it. Might have been difficult. It might have been painful. But ultimately, it led to great rewards. Because when you take a risk, you can then get a great reward. But when you know your worth, when you know your purpose, that risk taking becomes a lot less risky. Because you have the end in mind, you have a vision, you have values, you're aligned with it. And so you didn't exactly ask this question, but I think the next question really is, okay, so how does astrology, how does, you know, what I do help people to find their worth and their purpose? Because that's one of the things that's really important in the work that I do. And I take my background in human resources and in business where we give out assessments like the Hogan or the Myers-Briggs, right? Or any of those 360-degree assessments where you have to do a personality inventory. You have to answer all of these questions in taking a test. And I find that astrology is one way to fill in the blanks. It's one way that you can validate what people know. So yes, if the questions that you feel confident about, the astrology is going to reflect that. And those questions that you don't know the answers to, astrology is going to guide you towards, you know, the answer to that question that feels best for you and is best for you. I feel that astrology is this knowledge that should be a part of our daily lives. Mm-hmm. It's a language, and it's a language that we were not taught on purpose, because when we're empowered to be who we are, when we know who we are, we have something to fight for. There's so much power in knowing who you are and what your worth is and what your purpose is. When you don't know that, it's very easy to control you. It's very easy to manipulate you. It's very easy to turn you into a cog in the wheel, part of this capitalistic system that just wants you to be a number, you know, a pawn in the system. When you're uncontrollable, once you know your worth and you know your purpose and you start to follow it, and it just lights the world on fire and life is fun and makes the world a better place.
I love that. I love how you said you're uncontrollable. You're able to make life happen for you, right? And I think you speaking about astrology really helps bring that awareness, right? That awareness to what's going on in your life and your business and to making sure it's continually aligned, which making something continually aligned with you in your life is really just action taking, right? You're continually just like making your life better, looking for ways to, you know, if it's at the start, astrology, different ways to make it a better one, but being proactive in that in your life, which I think astrology is an amazing tool to do that. So I loved how you explained just how important that, you know, divine worth and greater purpose is in our life. And again, I always love your story of how you found it, because I think it's always beautiful to have that thing that you're like, yes, this is for me, this is where I'm at. So let's talk about, I love to kind of go through some real examples. I love your story, but also some real examples of people that you've kind of brought in this, you know, awareness of astrology and this knowledge of astrology to their life. So give me an example of one of those journeys you've taken someone through.
Great question. So how I use astrology now to help people to find their life purpose is using some of those quote unquote real world assessments and tests and combining it with astrology. So the one that I love right now is the Ikigai framework, which if you've seen the Blue Zones documentary on Netflix, you might be familiar with that word Ikigai or Plan de Vida. And it's essentially asking four questions to get you to your life purpose. So I want my students, my clients to answer these questions to the best of their ability and then see where we're at. Sometimes you can't answer these questions. That's the problem. So then we take the astrology and fill in the blank. So the four questions are, what do you love? What are you best at? How can you make money? And what does the world need? And then you combine those to find your mission, passion, profession, and vocation. So I'm working with a group of students and I'm explaining all this. And I have a student who's like, I filled it out. I cannot fill out this one question. How can I make money? It's like, I don't know how I can make money. And I'm like, perfect. This is exactly my point. And I'm like, okay, well, how have you made money before? And she does not know. She said in front of all the whole classroom, I don't know. And it sounds maybe, I don't know. It sounds like, really? You don't know how you can make money? But we all have the things where we just draw a blank. That was it for her. In astrology, there are a number of ways to find our blind spots. And one of them for me, the technique, astrological technique that I like to use that I could have predicted this with the student is called intercepted houses. So we have houses. We have 12 houses in astrology. They stand for different places of our life, different activities. And then we have these 12 zodiac signs. And so if a zodiac sign is not lining up with the entrance, the door, the cusp, as we call it, to a house, any house, it means that that house, that sign is intercepted. And so she had a sign that was intercepted in her second house and she just could not see. And the second house is the place where we find our skills, our talents, and money. And astrology, the opposite house is always going to be like exactly lined up. And so it was the eighth house as well, which is where you get money from other people. So I could see she had this really big blind spot in her chart. We pulled up her chart, took a look at it, gave her some recommendations based on the archetypes of the zodiac signs and the planets that were in those money houses in the chart. And she said, yeah, you know, that is what I've done in the past. It's not what I want to do anymore. And so you can take those same archetypes and say, well, you don't want to do that, but it's an archetype. So there's lots of ways to interpret it. And we can find new ways for her to either provide a service and have a service-based business based on those archetypes and her life experience, or provide goods if that was more of a signature and more of her style for whatever reason.
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Yeah, I love that deep dive on how you use that with helping with other people and how just another layer it adds to understanding and discovery and that creativity of finding out where we need to be, what we need to do. And also, I think it really helps people ask the right questions to themselves, right? Like brings that focus. So this is the right question you should be asking. This is where you should be putting your focus. Sometimes we're just like, everything's wrong. And so I love how you explain, like, this is the specific thing we need to work on and delve in and see the tools we can use to, you know, better align those things. So I loved how you explained that. And that's just an awesome cool layer to add on to that. Sweet. So thank you for sharing that. So one thing I want to step into next is, what is a regenerative enterprise? And you explained this before of what you really, your mission is and what you really want to help people to do, whether it's your clients or from the podcast. And so what is this and why do you want to help people create this in their life and business?
So a regenerative enterprise, and people might be wondering, why are you saying enterprise? Why aren't you saying business? Well, there's a really specific reason, right? First of all, I just want to say business, just at the core, if you look at the word, it's busyness. Do we want to be busy all the time? Yeah. No, I don't think so. I also want to move away from this capitalist notion of big business and corporations as well. And I have my master's degree in cross-cultural and sustainable business management. And I realized sustainability is the floor. Regenerative is a step above sustainable. And so what is an enterprise versus business? To take us back to that, an enterprise is a unit of economic organization or activity. It can be a business organization, but it's also a systematic, purposeful activity. An enterprise is a systematic, purposeful activity. And if I'm bringing people back to their purpose, that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that this business, in quotes, that you're forming, that you're building, that you're optimizing, that you're scaling, is systematic and purposeful. And you want to engage in it, and it's fun, and it's making the world a better place. Now, what is that word economic, right? We said it's a unit of economic organization or activity. And I'm using the definition of economic as the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. As human beings, we are productive. We are creative. We are distributive, right? That's the air sign. It's like very distributive. Productive is like the earth signs. Consumption, also very like earth energy as well. And goods and services are, it can be fruits and vegetables that you're eating, right? It can be food and service. We want to be of service. We want to help other people. We want to produce and create things like art and music and joy, whatever that is. So that's what I mean by enterprise, a unit of economic organization or activity in a systematic, purposeful manner. And I would say that the definition of a regenerative enterprise then is engaging in systematic, purposeful activities naturally in order to ethically nourish people and the planet in perpetuity. And when I say in perpetuity, I mean as far into the future, a minimum, the floor again, would be 7 generations, but as far as our collective or individual imagination can take us. And it's about leveraging our own authentic nature and spirit and matching, mimicking, and leveraging nature cycles in order to create this thing that can work in perpetuity, that is ethical, that is good, that is purposeful, that nourishes ourselves and nourishes the planet.
I love that. I love how you explained it. That was a really great explanation of that. And I just love that perspective because I feel like, yes, business can get so busy and we got to do the tasks and all those things. And I think more and more, a lot of people, especially with online business still being so new, really still being so new and how long we've been on this earth, right? With it being still so new, I think people more and more are realizing that it's not just this business where you just make money and we just receive things and give things, but that it, that there's a deeper meaning that we need to find to have fulfillment in it, right? Like to have fulfillment, to have it be, like you said, you know, go on generations at the minimum of like, what is our impact? What is our greater purpose? How is this going to impact all these people in our generations? And which is a beautiful way to look at it. And it always goes back to that like greater meaning and purpose of what we're doing. But also what you talked about before, not just like creating the iPhone or these really big things I feel like we feel pressured to make or create, but something like you said, like natural to us, like to our spirit, which is beautiful and it is big. Like it does have such a big impact. It doesn't have to be this big, like famous celebrity thing that we see online, but just being, I guess what I got from that is really being true to ourselves and being authentic to ourselves is the best we can do, I think. Which I love that. I love it. Let's talk about how you kind of do this, how you help people do this, right? And you do it in a really unique way, which I really love. And I want to kind of break it down a little bit of how you not only use astrology to help people build like these regenerative enterprises and their business and life, but also AI and strategy to help people. And so tell us like kind of what you love to help people with, like specifically in their business, and then how you use AI, astrology, and strategy to help people get there.
Yeah. So what I love to help people do is find their purpose, find their niche, and then figure out how to build it and how to launch it, how to market it, how to get it out there, and connecting people to the resources and other people that they need in order to be successful. Mm-hmm. I've spent over 10 years building my business, learning business, trying and different things, failing, succeeding. And I've taken all of that knowledge and wisdom and the things that work best and put them into this system that I have and that I teach in my coaching container. And in order to help people have lives that are more fun, in order to make an impact in the world, right? I think a lot of people want to make an impact and face a lot of red tape. You interview for a job and then all of a sudden it's not the job and you're not able to help kids learn how to read because there's all of these other problems getting in the way, like standardized tests, whatever your issue is, whatever your passion is. So I love helping people to figure out their purpose, figure out who you are, who your people are, how to get to those people, and what are the tools, technologies, and resources that you need in order to be successful, and then guiding them through that with checklists and links and just tangible ways to connect to those things. So I do that. I use astrology. I use human design, which is a combination of astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and permaculture. Permaculture is a combination of two words, right? It's a contraction of permanent, perma, and culture or agriculture. So permanent agriculture, which was a system codified based on lots of indigenous knowledge that came through many millennia and centuries, but codified in the 1970s by two men in Australia, Bill Mollison and David Holmgren. And I'd taken the three ethics of permaculture, which are earth care, people care, fair share, and the 12 principles, and applied them to business management, which is something that I did in my master's thesis. And I've combined all of these things. So permaculture, astrology, human design, and other leading regenerative business practices, and put them into a system that I have. And how I do that, to make it really simple, you need to have a vision. You need to know what your values are. You need to know where you're going. And then we can do a gap analysis, essentially, a 360 review, an audit process of where you are now and where you want to be. We look at your astrology. We look at your human design. And we do that in your natal chart, your personal chart, as well as in your business chart, and figure out where your strengths are, where you're aligned, and how you can leverage your natal capabilities, your natal promise, and astrological timing or weather, what's going on in the sky that will propel you forward? What are your strengths and how can we use those opportunities? Then we go through the Ikigai. We use astrology to fill in the gaps. So asking those four questions, what do you love? What are you best at? How can you make money? What does the world need from you? And then with all of those tools, I use AI as well. So for example, when we fill out the business plan, which comes later after we've really established where you are and where you want to go and how, you know, what steps you need to take to get there. Some people are really good with words. Some people aren't. You know, some people need some extra help brainstorming. So I connect you to the AI tools that are going to help you specifically. I teach you how to use those tools or show you how to learn it yourself and how to ask the right questions from AI. Like, what kind of tool do you need? What kind of question do you need to ask based on what kind of challenge or blocker you are facing at any given time? And that could be just to ask questions in ChatGPT, asking the right questions in ChatGPT to help you complete your business plan. For example, it could be coming up with copy for your website or for your email or for your launch or a social media plan. It could be anything. So it just depends on the specific person and what they're facing and what their needs are, how we would use AI for you. And then finally is strategy. So how do we combine what's going on in the world tangibly and what you need to do tangibly with this permaculture and astrology? So how do we take the astrological timing, leverage transits, leverage moon cycles, and leverage the patterns of nature so that you can design a regenerative business?
And I love how AI, like, I don't really hear that often of people using that to help other people. I mean, you see a lot of things like how to use AI, blah, blah, blah. But I love how you're using it very specific to someone's launch of their business, to their business plan, and how throughout you helping somebody, you give them specific prompts and tools on how to use it, because it's amazing and it's very new, but it is an amazing tool that we have access to that's going to help us get deeper into what we're doing, not necessarily a tool that a lot of us use as maybe something to lean on too much or to take creativity out of us, which I think happens to a lot of us. We don't use it correctly, but in a way that is going to provide those boundaries and also just enhance or excel us in what we want to do. So I just think that's so unique on how you like broke that down for people and just to really push people moving forward by using that tool. But again, I think I love most of all from this conversation we had is the layer that astrology brings to our understanding of our business and ourself. When we started our prep call before this, we were just talking about how important it is to know ourselves. Like that is the foundation of everything we're doing is the inner work on ourselves. And I think astrology that you introduced to us today is an amazing tool for a lot of people that they can go down and discover themselves there and add that to their life and business. So thank you for sharing all those things. It's amazing to hear you speak about it and your passion behind it. So before we end this podcast today, I would love to ask one more question of one of your biggest failures, but learning lessons you've had in business and life.
One of my biggest failures and learning lessons, I think, are one and the same. It's every time that things start to disintegrate, things seem to fall apart, whether it's my health or a job or a relationship or money or anything, my routine, whatever. Instead of slowing down and asking why and asking for the lesson, it was pushing. It was pushing ahead. It was just one more day, just one more week, just one more hour, just 10 more minutes, just one more month, just next year, instead of stopping and listening and slowing down. And like I said, asking why, asking for the lesson, because what I found is that when things are not working out the way that you want to, things aren't feeling right, you don't feel good, you're not happy, you're miserable, you're irritated, you're frustrated. Those are signs. That is how your spirit talks to you. That's how your soul talks to you. That's how the universe talks to you. That's how your higher self talks to you. Like, that's the language. And so astrology is this language I was talking about, but like there are other languages and we need to listen to those languages. Body language, right? If anyone's read The Body Keeps the Score or Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, or Knowing Ourselves by Jo Mann Romero, illness has messages for us. And so when I have gotten sick and I've gotten burned out, which is more times than I'm proud of or I care to admit, that was the universe redirecting me towards something else. I wish I had listened so that I could more quickly move towards the door that was open instead of dwelling on and banging on the door that was closed and insisting that the door that was closed open for me or reopen and work when there were so many doors that were open, flooding with love and light and friendship and opportunity and abundance. So burning out and getting my health to a place that was terrible and staying in relationships for too long, instead of being courageous and brave enough and vulnerable enough and willing to be uncomfortable to risk the reward of love and abundance and happiness and success that would feel uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar. So the lesson would be, you know, cliche, look at the door that's open, not closed. But also ask yourself, and I have to ask myself, am I doing this because I'm staying comfortable in the misery I'm familiar with? Or am I willing to be vulnerable enough? Am I willing to be vulnerable enough to risk happiness and success that I'm unfamiliar with?
Wow, what an ending. You're amazing, Taylor. Yeah. What a beautiful learning lesson. I love that. And I think when we pause or need a pause, it almost feels like quitting. Like you're quitting. What are you doing? You can't quit. No one quits. You're going to be a failure. That narration we have when pausing is so good for us. Just like COVID. Look at all the beauty that came from COVID for so many people, especially in your story. Just that pause was beautiful for a lot of people.
Quit. Go ahead and quit. Quiet quit. Yep. Loud quit. Like, quit it. Quit being miserable. Quit being sad. Quit being unsuccessful. Quit doing stuff you don't like that you're not good at. Quit looking for other people's expectations.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on. Oh my gosh, this was amazing and just ended with a bang. So tell us how we can reach you, learn from you. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, you can connect with me on my website, taylorschuler.com. I'm sure there is a wonderful freebie that you can get right now about how to connect to your purpose and how to build your business. If you sign up for my newsletter, which you just scroll down on the homepage and you can find a box where you can put your email address in for that. I have a YouTube channel, podcast, and also cosmiccareerclarity.com is another one of my websites where you can find more information about my container, Cosmic Career Clarity, and Breakthrough Business Blueprint if you're interested in starting, building, optimizing your regenerative business.
Awesome. So many ways to learn from you, which awesome podcast. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure.